One. My name is Jackie, and I'm here with Elite Performance today. And I want to bring up this concept of athletics and how it's a lot like the game of poker, right? The game of poker, if you haven't ever played before, it's a card game. A lot of people tend to gamble with it, with money, with, I've seen it with snacks or their own personal items. And what happens is that there is something on the line that the person might not be willing to lose, or they might be willing to lose. It's all about taking chances because you don't know what everyone else has. And so you're playing this card game and you're trying to read, you know, is somebody having a poker face? Are they lying about what they potentially have? Could they beat them in this card game? But really, the fact of the matter is they don't know. They don't know what the other people have. They don't know how the other people play unless, you know, they've played with them for a long time. But even then, it's still that unknown factor that's key. So you have some players that will bet very minimal. They won't go out of their comfort zone. They'll bet just enough to keep playing the game, but they don't bet enough where it makes them feel uncomfortable, right? That's our comfort zone. And then we have other players who become very popular, become very good poker players because they're willing to take the chance. They're willing to take their chips and push them all in and say, that's it. I don't know what the result is going to be, but I'm going to go all in. And sometimes they lose. Sometimes they lose everything, but sometimes they win. And these people who push all of their chips in, they are thinking to themselves about the best case scenario that they could win, that they are better than the other opponents out there. So as I'm thinking about this poker game, and I don't even know where poker came from, it just, you know, it's this all in concept. Like I call it go big or go home. And now think of athletics. Are you an athlete that kind of like sits back and you're like, ooh, when something gets a little uncomfortable, I'm going to pull myself back and I'm not going to go forward? Or are you going to be an athlete who just goes all in? Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if we're going to win the game. But you know what? I know I'm going to go all in and give everything I've got. And so when you look at these two kind of athletes, I want you to really start thinking to yourself, which athlete is going to be the athlete who is going to improve? Which athlete is going to be the athlete that is going to get the accolades and the awards? Which athlete is going to catch the eye of the coaches? Out of those two athletes, which athlete is more likely to be a college competitor? And as you move past college and you think about, you know, the rankings where, you know, they're pre-professional, they're professional, they're Olympians, all of the rankings of athletes, as you get higher up in the ranking, are they an athlete who just puts one chip in at a time just to see what happens? Or if they get a little uncomfortable, they just play it safe? Or are they an athlete who has, you know, chips to play, and they're just going to push it all in every time. Every time it gets to be big, every time they have this best case scenario thought going on in their mind, you know, what are they going to do? And so I challenge all of you to really think about your own athletics. If you're listening to this podcast, I want you to think about, what do you do in your athletics? Are you the individual that just puts some chips in, but you always play it safe so you can keep playing and you can play for the long game, right? You can keep going. Or do you believe in yourself enough? Do you trust what you have to push all of your chips in and go big or go home? I challenge you to think about that because I never want to see an athlete look back 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and think of, Like, I wonder what it would have been like if I would have given it my all. Instead of waiting to give your all for whatever reason, it's not championship season yet. It's not time for me to go big or go home yet. Like, what are you waiting for? I guess I don't really understand that when I talk to athletes and they're like, no, I'm just going to wait. And I'm like, what are you waiting for? The more that you wait to, you know, push all your chips in, to give it everything you've got, to go big or go home when you compete, when you wait to the last minute, doesn't it seem like you are now in the learning phase? Like, you're now learning about your sport, that you're now learning about the abilities that you can do. And if you wait to the last minute, your season's over. And so here's another challenge to you athletes out there. Instead of waiting until that last moment, you know what? I've even had athletes who were maybe sophomores or juniors who have come and trained with me. And they would say, I'm going to wait till my senior year to break the record. I'm going to wait until my senior year to qualify for state. I'm going to wait till my senior year, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? This was before COVID even happened. And I always used to tell them, what if your senior year never comes? Why are we waiting? Why are we waiting to see what we can do? Why can't we just go out and learn now? Push all of your chips in and see what you have, see what you can learn. Because if you can start the learning phase now of what is going to make you great, what is working, what is not working, right? Pushing the chips in doesn't mean you're always going to get that result you're looking for. But if you're able to learn now, imagine where you could be in 2 months, not waiting till the last minute and then like, oh, I figured it out. Boom, season's done. So think of it. Many of the spring sports, they might be conditioning, they might be going to some competitions. And I'm thinking like really outdoor track, who's training. And you go to an indoor competition and you start thinking about, you know what? I am not going to go all in because I'm not in shape yet. I'm not in my peak shape that I know I'm going to be in April or May. But then I challenge you, like, what are you waiting for? If you know you're not going to be in your tip-top shape until April or May, what in the world could you learn right now if you push all of your chips in and see what you could do and see what you can accomplish when you're not at your full, you know, cardiovascular capacity, if you're not at your fullest physical shape? Imagine what you could learn right now if you tried it. You know, December, January, March, if you practice going all in right now, imagine what you could accomplish. And then imagine your future self in April, imagine your future self in May, and what you could do with everything that you learn right now. How would that change? How would that be different? I think it would be vastly different. Now, I'm not in your shoes, right? I'm not going out and I'm not competing all of the time. I'm still competing, but I'm not competing all of the time. But I can tell you, when I go out and compete, whether I think that I'm in shape or not, I put all my chips in. And I take the Prefontaine way. And I really think, like, if somebody's going to beat me, they're going to have to bleed to do it. So, they're going to have a challenge and I will run them down and I will like run my heart out and I will hurt and I will be in pain and I will keep pumping my arms until my physical legs cannot allow me to stand anymore. Why? Because I know when I go outside my comfort zone right here, right now, that the future me is going to improve, that the future me is going to be faster and better and stronger because of what I'm doing right now. Whether or not I'm in tip-top shape. So the big takeaway, what I want you to think about, are you an athlete who puts in one chip at a time and you're playing it safe and you put in one chip at a time because you don't want to feel uncomfortable? But if you're not willing to go outside your comfort zone, what exactly are you learning? At what point are you going to push all of your chips in and say, I'm going to go big or go home, just so you have an opportunity to learn. And again, I am not saying that the result is going to be the result that you want, but I promise you, you will learn something that you've never learned before. And you're going to have an incredible experience, because the next time you compete, you're going to remember what that feels like. You're going to remember the aches, the pains, the heartache, the mindset of like your mind wants to give up, and you won't let it. You won't, because you committed. It's a non-negotiable. You said, I'm going to push all my chips in. I'm giving it everything I got. It's a non-negotiable. This is what's going to happen. And you go out and you do it. And when you find that in yourself to go out and do it, again, imagine what that championship season is going to be like. Imagine what kind of athlete you could be like in a year from now if you start the process now. If you stop just dabbling in it and just taking little pieces of it and like, oh, I had a strong kick at the end. Okay. You had a strong kick, but in what way did you really challenge yourself? In what way did you get to a point where you thought you weren't going to make it, and then you did? Athletics is an opportunity to learn something about yourself. And if you go into practices and you go into competitions and you're not learning about yourself, I want you to start making that change. I want you to start believing in what you're doing is right. Have that positive mindset, which is going to be the toughest thing when you're tired. Okay. It's fourth quarter. It's overtime. You're exhausted. You've been playing hard all day at all the tournaments. Go big or go home. In what way are you learning about yourself? So let me know your comments. Let me know what you thought of this. Press subscribe for my podcast. Give me some comments, some feedback, but be like the poker player and be all in. It was great talking with you all. Again, I'm Jackie with Elite Performance, and I will see you soon. Take care, everybody.